Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazenia. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. My name is Father Cedric Pazenia. I am praying that this program will help you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let me proclaim to you from the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass that I will pour my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old people will dream dreams, and your young people will have visions. Even upon my men servants and my maid servants, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, says the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I was born in a little town just south of Springfield, Massachusetts, called Feeding Hills. And I was baptized as an infant. I was about 1 month old. And then I was confirmed in the eighth grade. I grew up Catholic my whole life. As I said, born Catholic, baptized Catholic, confirmed a Catholic. And we had always been taught about the Holy Spirit, but I really didn't have a good knowledge of who the Holy Spirit is, and I'll tell you why. When I was confirmed in the eighth grade, they taught us it was going to be this big ceremony, and they showed us pictures of the apostles with tongues of fire on their head. And they said that you were going to receive the Holy Spirit at confirmation. And I thought to myself, you know, this is going to be glorious. This is going to be wonderful. And when I went into that confirmation ceremony, I thought I had to wear an asbestos suit or something because I thought the fire was going to fall. Well, I really wanted to receive because I really didn't know who God was. I had prayed and, you know, been Catholic all my life, as I said, but I really didn't know who God was. So, went to the confirmation ceremony that day, eighth grader, Feeding Hills, Massachusetts. The Bishop of Springfield, Massachusetts comes, and I mean, he's all dressed in red, in a red hat, you know, red for Pentecost, red for the Holy Spirit, red for the fire. And they had an altar rail there, you know, at that time. That's the way it was way back then. And here's about 30 of us eighth graders. We're all kneeling before the altar rail. We're in our best suit, you know, all dressed up and everything. The Bishop of Springfield comes, and I'm ready to go here, ready to receive the Holy Spirit. He comes up to me, and this is how they did the confirmation back then. He gave me a slap right in the face, and then he went on to the next person. And I went like this. And I didn't feel anything. The only thing I felt was the slap from the bishop when I was confirmed. And I thought to myself, what just happened? Nothing happened. I thought I was going to feel the fire. I thought I was going to feel this presence. I thought I was going to feel this power that they had been telling us about, and I didn't feel anything. So I thought something was wrong with me. I thought either I was a spiritual misfit or there was no God, because I didn't feel anything, and I thought maybe Catholicism has it wrong. Maybe this Christianity thing isn't correct. So I had my doubts. So I went on with high school and never really went to church all that much because I, you know, as I said, I didn't feel anything. I'm Italian. I like to feel things, and whatever nationality you are, I'm sure you like to feel things too, especially when it comes to God. So I was really scandalized by all this. I thought, you know, if this is what a sacrament is, it doesn't do anything for me. Baptism, confirmation, Eucharist, I wasn't feeling anything. So all during my high school years, I fell away, didn't really go to church. Then I get into college, University of Massachusetts at Amherst. Big school, meeting all these people, dating, partying, having a good time. Well, I started getting hungry. And the reason why I got hungry is because I had a breakup with a girl. I mean, I was devastated, empty, hurting, ashamed of some of the things we did. So I started getting empty, and I go like this, not so much in my stomach, but empty in my heart. I started getting hungry for more, for something, for truth, for meaning, for purpose. And I want to tell you that as a spiritual director, hunger and thirst are telltale signs of the presence of God within you. That uneasiness, that restlessness that you can feel deep within is the Spirit of God working in you. I want you to get that. Because a lot of people think, you know, where is the Holy Spirit? I don't feel anything. Do you feel the hunger? Do you sense the thirst? Are you craving? Are you longing for more? That is the Holy Spirit, trust me. Calling out, beckoning. One mystic, Francis Thompson, once said that God is the hound of heaven, chasing after you, calling to you. One time this young boy was out flying a kite, and he's out there and it was very windy, and the kite was so high it disappeared up in the clouds. And his friend went up to him and he goes, "What are you doing?" He goes, "I'm flying a kite. What does it look like I'm doing?" He goes, "How?" He looked up the string, you know, he couldn't see anything. He goes, "How do you know there's a kite up there?" So he gives him the stick with the string on it. Now his friend is like, "Yeah," trying to hold on to this thing. And he takes it back and he goes, "Did you feel that pull, that bob, that tug?" He goes, "Yeah, of course I did. It's windy." He goes, "That's how I know there's a kite up there." Well, do you feel the pull and the tug and the hunger and the thirst and the craving deep within for more in your life? That's how you know that God is in there. You have to understand, as I said, a telltale sign that God is living within you is this craving for something more. We were made for more. You have living within you that more, and God is calling to you, hopefully through this program, but He's calling to you in the depths of your heart. Our hearts are restless, St. Augustine said. Our hearts are restless. They're agitated. They're not happy until they rest in God. So I get into college and I'm empty, I'm hungry, and I started seeking. Let me tell you really quickly, how do you find the Holy Spirit? First of all, prayer. Ask and you shall receive, Jesus said. If you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? So you ask in prayer for the Holy Spirit. Read a little bit of the Bible, some good spiritual books. You're spending time reading His prayer. Then you got to turn away from your sins. That's really important. And then believe. Just simply believe. Not that God is, but that God wants you to experience His love. Of course God is. Believe that you too can experience God. Because I have to tell you, I thought I was a spiritual misfit. I didn't think I was a very spiritual person at all. And if I can receive the Holy Spirit, trust me, you can receive the Holy Spirit. I mean, I was like the worst of the worst when it came to spirituality. I told you I was confirmed and baptized. I had all that, but I had nothing inside. And if God can touch me, and God did touch me, and I want to tell you about that. When I was a college student, just a freshman in college, and I started hungering and thirsting and really making a move, as I said, prayer, repentance, reading the Bible, and believing that God wanted to touch me. I had an experience one night of the Holy Spirit that was glorious, that was life-changing. And I'm not just talking about feelings, because remember, at my confirmation, I didn't feel anything, but God was still there, I just didn't know it. So don't seek feelings per se, seek God, and the feelings will come. And don't be scandalized just because you don't feel anything, because God works through silence and quiet also. So I had this amazing experience, and the only way to put it is, I was born again. I was reborn. You know, some people teach that if you pray a prayer, you're born again. It's more than that. When Jesus talked about being born again, He wasn't just talking about praying a prayer. He was talking about receiving the Holy Spirit in a way that revolutionizes your life. Your prayer life changes. Your intimacy with God changes. You change. You're revolutionized. I was turned upside down and right side up. The Holy Spirit came to change me. And here's what I believed. I believe that God was calling me, little old me. I was never even an altar boy. I fell away from the church. Didn't receive anything at my confirmation, so I thought, I believe that God was calling me to become a Catholic priest. And in addition to becoming a Catholic priest, he wanted me to specifically, because remember my past, remember what happened to me. I didn't feel anything. I had heard about the Holy Spirit. Nothing happened to me. So I believe that God was specifically calling me to proclaim the Holy Spirit to the world. And now I'm doing that through TV. It's amazing how God works. So what I have to tell you is that I went from really nothing to being filled and born again, receiving the Holy Spirit. And that's what I want for you, because many of you, you know about the Holy Spirit. You've heard about the Holy Spirit. You've prayed a little bit about the Holy Spirit, but you don't know who the Holy Spirit is. And you can be born again. You can be reborn. You can be revolutionized by the Holy Spirit. And that's what I want for you. So remember, I told you, I was feeling that God was calling me. So after, it took many years, but after some time, I discerned a call to the priesthood. I'm on my way to the priesthood, and then I started running into some problems, some tribulations, some trials. Now, I was filled with the Holy Spirit. I believed I was being led by the Holy Spirit. That's a whole nother sermon. And by the way, just to let you know, I wrote a book on the Holy Spirit called Glorious Holy Spirit. I want to put you in touch with the glory. I want you to know the ecstasy, the pleasure, the love of the Holy Spirit. And I want you to experience rebirth. Now, I used a gold cover, gold for glory. And let me tell you about glory really quickly, and then I'll get back into this. The glory is what I experienced when the Holy Spirit touched me. I got a hole in one a couple years ago, my second hole in one. When that ball went in the hole, I mean, it's like chill bumps up and down my spine. Goosebumps on my arms, you know, your hair stands on end. That prickly feeling, and I know you've experienced it, that's the glory. That's the pleasure of God. See, the Holy Spirit already lives in you, you just don't know it. You gotta come into a relationship with the Holy Spirit. So I've learned so much about who the Holy Spirit is, and I sense that the Holy Spirit was anointing me to proclaim specifically to the people, to all people, to you and to me, who the Holy Spirit is. This is something I had heard about, but I didn't really know. And you can know the second person of the Trinity, the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, in a deep, personal way. Once you know the Holy Spirit, you know Jesus and you know God the Father, because they live in you, the Holy Trinity. So I sensed God was calling me to priesthood. I was running into some problems, some tribulations, not so much in my studies, but with some of the people. And let's just say that I got into some difficulties and some suffering, and my world was shaken. I thought, God, I thought you were calling me. Apparently you're not. And I went on a retreat. I was about to leave the seminary. I thought God was going to call me to preach the gospel to the whole world. I was all ready to do that. No, it didn't seem to be happening. And I went through a really shaking, hard time, empty time. I went to the University of Steubenville. It's a Franciscan university in Steubenville, Ohio. And I went there, and I mean, you haven't lived until you've been on a retreat with 1,000 priests, deacons, and seminarians. And what we did is we worshiped out in a tent outside. And you know, I'll never forget the priests. One time, we were worshiping at Mass. One time, they came into Mass, the priest did. I was a seminarian at the time. With their hands raised up, praising God, and we were singing a song. It was called, get this, Rise Up, O Men of God. Have done with lesser things. Give heart and soul and mind and strength to serve the King of Kings. What a glorious song that was. And I'll never forget all those priests singing it as they processed in. So here I was. We're singing that beautiful song, Rise Up, O Men of God. And as I was singing that, I felt the glory, not waves of glory, coming over me. And it was as if God was, remember at the resurrection, Jesus, he breathed on him. That word, pneuma, nepes, the ruach in the Hebrew, the ruah, the breath of God. God was breathing on me. That's the only way to put it. And I mean, I had goosebumps on my goosebumps, and we were worshiping, and what a glorious time it was. You know what God was doing? He was raising me up. He was saying, Cedric, I've called you Don't give up. Don't quit. You see, this is called being filled with the Holy Spirit. Once you've received the Holy Spirit and been touched by the Holy Spirit, it's not just a one-time thing. It says in the Acts of the Apostles that they were refilled over and over and over again. Sometimes the room would shake, you know, and all of a sudden they'd be filled with the Holy Spirit. They'd speak with boldness. They'd have this new courage. So it's easy to get discouraged in life. You can go through a divorce. You can have abuse. You can be rejected. You can have a sin in your life, an addiction in your life, and it's easy to go down. But God wants that the Holy Spirit comes to raise us up. And I want to tell you, rise up, O people of God. Have done with lesser things. Give heart and soul and mind and strength to serve the King of Kings. You see, with the Holy Spirit, there is, get these words, fire, passion. That's the name of this program, Live with Passion. I'm all about helping you to live with passion. There's energy. That's what Paul the Apostle called the Holy Spirit. The energizer. Think about the energizer bunny. You know, it just keeps on going and going and going. There's this new energy that I never knew before in the Holy Spirit. And in addition, the Spirit is ferocious and fierce, an indomitable spirit. See, the Spirit is bold. They spoke with boldness. This is how they came out of their fear, and they were able to withstand all the people that came against them in the early church. But on the other hand, the Spirit, and I want you to get this, is tender and gentle and intimate and even delicate. Did you hear me a little earlier? I said, don't be scandalized by silence. Silence is the language of love. And I'll tell you, there are times when I pray, I just go into the quiet and spend, I don't feel anything and I don't hear anything, but I'm being intertwined with the Holy Spirit. So a wonderful fire came over to me. I was reinvigorated and I didn't quit. I stayed on. As you can see, I've been a priest now for 23 years and I've been preaching the gospel now through TV, in my missions, by writing books. And I'm so glad I didn't give up because people are discovering who the Holy Spirit is through my ministry and through other means. Because the Holy Spirit is worthy of all of our passion. The Holy Spirit, as I said, is a new fire and a new passion. And I wanted to tell you that Jesus said, wait here until you receive power from on high. See, the Holy Spirit is powerful, fire, passion. When I talk about power, you're given power to become a priest and to live as a priest. You're given power to live as a religious. You are given power to live as a married person. You are given power to be single for the Lord. And the power that I'm talking about isn't so much power to jump over buildings or run through fire or something like that. But rather, the power that I'm talking about is creativity, initiative, ambition. The power that I'm talking about is dogged determination, energy, effort, work, resilience, bouncing back, perseverance, being proactive, being enthusiastic. So you have power within you, and you don't have to give up and be discouraged and quit. Rise up, O people of God, whatever state you find yourself in. Some of you are older. Remember the reading I just had from Joel. Your old people will dream dreams. Your young people will see visions. You're never too old to dream a dream. You're never too old. You're never too young to have a vision. So, St. Catherine of Siena, I love this quote. She says, be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire. And I really believe that the Holy Spirit, because of the Holy Spirit, and I want you to get this, we can change the world. Because of the Holy Spirit, we can change the world. You know what they said about the apostles? They said, oh no, these men who are turning the world upside down have come here. That's exactly what they did. They turned the world upside down and really right side up. And we can change the world. So I want to tell you that the Spirit has come to give us an intimate relationship with God. The Spirit has come to give us power. And the Spirit of God has come to help us to change the world. But also the Spirit has come to change us. I have been so revolutionized and so changed by the power of the Holy Spirit over the course of many years. Of course, it's not just a one-time moment. There's refills. There's many prayer times. There's growth. It's a journey. Conversion, of course, is a journey. It's a walk. You follow Christ. It's discipleship. And I've come to discover that, yes, the Holy Spirit is the presence of God. You can have a deep, intimate relationship with God. But also, the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit. That word means separated from evil, virtuous, having a beautiful character. And so when the Holy Spirit comes into you, the Holy Spirit's job is to make you and me holy in the best sense. And what am I talking about? You've heard that phrase, be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Jesus said that. He said, in a while you will be baptized in the Holy Spirit. John the Baptist said, I baptize you with water, but the Messiah is coming who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. So let's talk about baptism really quickly. We're all familiar with a little baby. This is the way we try to do it. We plunge them into the water. They're baptized. They come out sopping wet. It's being immersed into the water. Years ago, they had this commercial on TV, take the Nestea plunge. You know, this person falls backwards into a pool and they show them hitting the water. Psh, you know, this plunge. That's being baptized. But there's another sense of the word. To be baptized in the Greek, baptizo, it's when you take a garment, say a yellow garment, and you dip it in dye, and the garment comes out a different color. You dip it, let's say it's yellow, you dip it in purple, and it comes out purple. And that dipping in dye is baptizo. So in other words, what do I mean? Yellow is the color of cowardice or fear. Say you're afraid. When you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, you're dipped in a dye, you change, and you become purple, the color of courage, valor, the color of fortitude. You ever heard that saying, you're a dyed-in-the-wool Christian? That's what that means. So I've discovered that because of the Holy Spirit, I used to be so afraid, suffer from panic attacks. I would be afraid to get up in front of people. Because of the Holy Spirit, I now have a new courage. I face my fears. I don't run anymore. And then I used to be so negative. I can't do it. I'm not good enough. But because of the Holy Spirit, I became positive. See, that's the Holy Spirit changing me. Attitude is part of holiness. Your attitude is being holy. And if you're negative, that's not holiness. Being positive is being holy. And the Holy Spirit brings a real positivity. I used to be so unambitious. I didn't know what I was going to do when I went into college. I studied business just because, you know, you make a lot of money that way, I thought. I really didn't have motivation or goals or dreams. But with the Holy Spirit came passion, fire, goals, dreams. And I was revolutionized. I now had a place that I was heading toward. And then, of course, I was not very spiritual growing up. But when the Holy Spirit came, I went from being kind of a spiritual misfit to really a person, a mystic. And we're all mystics when you come to know the Holy Spirit. I had dreams, visions of the end times. The Holy Spirit revealed to me all these different things. So I want to tell you that the Holy Spirit has come to make you holy, to change your color, to baptize you, to become a different person. The Holy Spirit has anointed you and me to change the world, and yes, we can, but also so that we are revolutionized and we are changed. And I want to pray for you to receive the Holy Spirit. This is my joy, my hope for you as a Catholic priest. I am praying that you will get this book, Glorious Holy Spirit, over 200 pages. In receiving the Holy Spirit, who the Holy Spirit is, how to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit lives in you. And I want you to have an awakening. I want you to have a filling. I want you to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. That means plunged into the person of God and changed in your character. And let me pray for you now. Heavenly Father, thank you for the people that have been watching this program. They're hungry. They're thirsty for you. We call upon your Spirit. You promised us that you would pour your Spirit upon all people, young and old. I pray for everybody watching this program and everybody listening on radio, that they would be filled with the Holy Spirit, have a new relationship with you, be changed inside and out, and be revolutionized. So in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, be filled with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And may your lives never be the same. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Don't just live. Live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.